People are craving proper connections after years of virtual overkill. And the businesses that recognize this shift and invest in real-world relationship building will have a massive advantage over those who stay purely digital. The entrepreneurs who are growing fastest right now understand this. Instead of choosing between online and offline marketing, they're using both strategically to support each other. Hello and welcome to From Overlooked to Fully Booked. I'm your host, Nikki Hutchison, and I'm delighted you're here. Next week, I'm being flown out to Los Angeles for Adobe Max 2025. Now, if you haven't heard of Adobe Max, it's a huge conference and celebration of creativity hosted by, you guessed it, Adobe, who bring together thousands of creative professionals from around the world. I'm properly excited about it. And full disclosure, I'm a global ambassador for Adobe Express, so this isn't just any old conference for me. It's a chance to connect with the community that I'm part of and learn about what's coming next in the world of this incredible brand that I'm so lucky to represent. As I prepare to fly out to LA, I started thinking about something that my guest, Matt Hall, who was on the podcast last week, said during his episode. He was talking about how his biggest business growth this year has come from one simple thing: getting himself into actual rooms with actual people. Let me share exactly what Matt said, because his passion about this topic was pretty infectious. He told me, "A goal that I set at the start of this year was that every single month I've got to get to in-person events. I think I said one a month. I've ended up doing 5 or 6 a month minimum. And I cannot give enough passion down the mic," he said, "to really highlight, emphasize, you know, tattoo on your forehead, the importance of getting into the rooms and having real conversations. 5 or 6 events a month." And Matt's business has exploded as a result. As he said to me, success leaves clues, and the clues are in the in-person stuff. In fact, this is something I've been talking about for years, the importance of being a joiner and getting yourself into the right rooms. So today I want to talk about why in-person events are still one of the most powerful ways to grow your business, even when everyone's obsessively online. Adobe Max is a perfect example of what I'm talking about. Yes, the focus is creativity and technology, but their tagline, "Meet your creative heroes," perfectly captures what in-person events do that you simply can't replicate online. They connect you with people you admire, people you want to learn from, and people who might just become your next collaborator or client. After years of everything being virtual, especially after the C word, that's COVID, not Christmas, or anything else you might have been thinking, 5 years post-COVID, people are still craving real human connection. And this is just one example of the traditional old school marketing approaches being more valuable now than ever. Of course, your online presence is crucial. I'm not saying it isn't, but it's getting harder and harder to stand out against the noise. Social media algorithms change overnight. Reaching your audience organically gets more difficult every month. Unless, guess what? You engage with people you've actually met in rooms. But building proper relationships through a screen has its limits. In-person events cut through all of this immediately. When you're in a room with people, something happens that you just can't replicate online. First of all, there's the instant positioning effect. When you're presenting, speaking, or even just properly participating and engaging in discussions, you immediately become someone worth knowing. When you're at the front of the room, even in a small setting, people automatically see you as an authority figure. I've experienced this lots of times with my own events. When I co-host Adventures in Marketing or when I'm speaking at other people's events, the conversations that I have afterwards are completely different to online interactions, even though I might be talking to the same people. People come up to me and ask for my help with specific challenges. They want to carry on the conversation over coffee, and we remember each other months later because we've enjoyed a proper human connection. The second thing is about the quality of relationships that you build. Online, we're all fighting for attention spans that really do last about 3 seconds. Someone might like your post, follow you, even comment enthusiastically, but how many of those actually turn into proper business relationships and results? Some will with proper follow-up, but you can fast-track that process in person. Because when you've got your full attention, you can have real conversations, you can quickly understand what they're struggling with, and you can offer genuine help. It's why I love meeting my current clients in person too. The Adobe Max team gets this. Their website talks about joining a community of creators because they understand that the real value isn't just in the presentations at Max, it's also about the connections that they're facilitating between their community members. When someone's willing to attend a 3-day conference like this, or even shorter events, they're making a solid investment of time and usually money too, which shows they're serious about what they're doing. The third thing I've noticed is the way that in-person events completely change the quality of business conversations that you have. When someone meets you face-to-face, there's an immediate trust factor that just doesn't exist online. You're not simply another name in their inbox or another follower on social media. You're a real person they've had a proper conversation with. Those face-to-face conversations are far deeper than the ones we can have online and so naturally lead to better business relationships and opportunities that you simply can't create through a screen. I'm doing exactly this with my own event next month, Launch Like a Pro, happening in London on the 10th of November. The strapline is one day, one room, the launch breakthrough you've been searching for. But what I'm really offering isn't simply the event or even the transformation. It's also the opportunity for people to connect with each other and the launch pros in the room so that they can build their own future launch dream team. If you have a look at the sales page, you'll see something that I absolutely believe in, which is that the magic happens when brilliant minds collide. When you bring ambitious, like-minded people together in one room, collaborations happen naturally. Partnerships form. People find the missing pieces of the puzzle, whether that's a strategic partner, a potential joint venture, or just someone who gets their challenges and can offer support. This room is going to be full of that, and I can't wait. You can't manufacture this kind of thing online. You can build communities virtually, and they can be brilliant, of course. I'm a member of loads and host multiple communities of my own too, but there's something about being physically present that creates deeper connections. When people invest time and money to attend your event, they're demonstrating their commitment. They're not scrolling through their phones, checking emails, or doing 17 other things at the same time. They're present, engaged, and ready to take action. The business impact of this approach is huge. Every client I've worked with who's achieved serious growth has invested in getting themselves known in their industry and getting themselves in front of people. They attend and speak at events, conferences, host their own events, and build relationships that keep growing over time. In fact, it's so important that we have a full section in my program, Fully Booked Bootcamp, all about making the most of live events. And we have an expert teaching you how to do this at Launch Like a Pro. I'm as passionate as my guest Matt is about this approach because I've seen it work across different industries and business types. The common thread is always the same. People who invest in building real relationships through in-person connections see faster business growth than those who rely solely on online marketing. But you do need to be strategic about which rooms you choose. Not every event will be right for your business, and attending random networking events for the sake of it, desperately hoping something will happen, won't work. You need to work out exactly where your ideal clients and collaborators are gathering. For Adobe Max, they've done this for me. They've positioned it as the creativity conference and attracted creative professionals, agency owners, freelance designers, photographers, content creators, exactly the types of people I want to connect with. When I'm there, I know everyone in the room has some relevance in my world. Similarly, when I designed Launch Like a Pro, I was really specific about who it's for. Online business owners who want to get better and more creative about launching so that they can generate bigger results. Everybody in that room will be dealing with similar challenges and working towards similar goals. The conversations that happen naturally will be valuable for every single person there. So start thinking about your own strategy for getting into the right rooms. You don't need to immediately book yourself onto stages at massive conferences. Start local. Look for industry meetups in your area, professional associations, chamber of commerce events, or small business groups. The size of the event matters far less than the quality of connections you will make. If you want to speed this up, consider hosting your own small events. It doesn't have to be elaborate. I started with monthly coffee meetups for local business owners. And some of my longest standing client relationships and friendships date back to when I hosted these small gatherings early on in my entrepreneurial journey. When you're the host, you automatically position yourself as a connector and leader within your niche. Speaking opportunities are another excellent way to get into the right rooms. Most industry events need speakers, and they're often more accessible than you might think. Start by offering to speak at local business groups about your area of expertise. You'll only need a 10 to 15 minute presentation to get started, or you could even speak as part of a panel or Q&A. No slides required. As you build confidence and gather testimonials, you can go after bigger opportunities. Having an investment mindset is also important here. When you pay to attend a quality event, sponsor a conference, or invest in speaking opportunities, you're doing more than spend money. You're investing in the relationships that will very likely transform your business. This might mean budgeting for travel, accommodation, and event fees, but the return often massively exceeds traditional advertising. Adobe Max, for example, is a serious investment for most people attending. Between registration fees, travel to Los Angeles, accommodation, and time away from work, it's not a casual decision. But for creative professionals, the learning and connections they make there is highly likely to lead to partnerships, collaborations, or client relationships worth far more than the initial investment. Your in-person strategy does, however, need to work alongside your online marketing rather than replacing it. The most effective approach combines both. It's about building that multi-channel marketing strategy I love to recommend. Use your online presence to build credibility before events. Share insights during events to extend your reach and maintain relationships after events through your digital channels. The fortune is in the follow-up, as they say. People are craving proper connections after years of virtual overkill, and the businesses that recognize this shift and invest in real-world relationship building will have a massive advantage over those who stay purely digital. The entrepreneurs who are growing fastest right now understand this. Instead of choosing between online and offline marketing, they're using both strategically to support each other. As we head into 2026, I'm absolutely convinced this trend will only keep growing. So let's make sure your business is one of them. Now that I've laid all the live event cards out on the table and shown you exactly how this is going to impact your business for the better, make sure you grab your ticket to Launch Like a Pro. It's happening in London on November the 10th and is the perfect opportunity to experience everything we've talked about today firsthand. You'll not only walk away with a complete launch strategy, but you'll also action it on the day and meet the people who'll support and champion your business long after the day ends. If you do nothing else, head to, catchy URL coming up, nikkihutchison.com/launch-like-a-pro and check out the lineup. These speakers don't agree to every opportunity that comes their way, far from it. So don't pass up on this opportunity to meet them all, ready and willing to help you in one room. The magic truly does happen when brilliant minds collide, and it happens most powerfully when people are in the same room at the same time working towards similar goals. Thanks for joining me for this super quick episode of From Overlooked to Fully Booked. I'll be back again next Friday at 7 a.m. with more actionable marketing strategies to help you become fully booked. Until then, take care, keep marketing, and make sure you grab your ticket to join us in the room at Launch Like a Pro.